AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I have declared a local emergency and issued a curfew for downtown Los Angeles to stop the vandalism, to stop the looting.
That's LA Mayor Karen Bass at a news conference Tuesday night, in audio from ABC 7 Los Angeles.
If you drive through downtown LA, the graffiti is everywhere and has caused significant damages to businesses and a number of properties.
Outside of LA, marchers across the nation have been protesting against the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. While many have been peaceful, some have resulted in clashes with law enforcement. Activists are planning more demonstrations in the coming days, with No Kings events on Saturday coinciding with Trump's planned military parade. Speaking to reporters Tuesday after his visit to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Trump said,
"As long as we have the military there, the protests won't mean anything. Last night, if we weren't there, they would have burned down the city."
Trump has called LA a trash heap as he promises to liberate it from criminals. Elon Musk has stepped back from his feud with Trump. At 3 in the morning on Wednesday, he posted on X, "I regret some of my posts about President @RealDonaldTrump last week. They went too far." Congressmember Mikey Sherrill won the Democratic primary for governor of New Jersey, while former state lawmaker Jack Cittarelli won the Republican primary. The two will now face each other in November's election to become New Jersey's next governor. U.S. Representative LaMonica McIver has been indicted on federal charges alleging she assaulted and interfered with immigration officers who were arresting Newark's mayor. The skirmish happened outside a New Jersey detention center last month. Global shares mostly rose Wednesday after China and the U.S. said they had agreed on a framework for following up on the trade truce reached last month in Geneva. This week's meetings in London appeared to focus on resolving disputes over mineral and technology exports. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports South Korea's military has shut down loudspeakers broadcasting anti-North Korean propaganda along the inter-Korean border.
The South had resumed the propaganda messages and K-pop songs in June last year, following a years-long pause in retaliation for North Korea flying trash-laden balloons towards the South in a psychological warfare campaign. Seoul says the move is part of efforts to restore trust in inter-Korean relations and promote peace on the Korean Peninsula, reflecting the new liberal government's first concrete step towards easing tensions between the war-divided rivals. South Korea's new liberal president, Lee Jae-myung, who took office last week after winning a snap election, has vowed to improve relations with Pyongyang, which had reacted furiously to ousted leader Yoon's hardline policies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.